Educate client on basic tax concepts. Taxes are financial obligations for all working people. Counsel the client to understand and accurately account for their taxes as they plan their financial future. How much a person pays in taxes affects their income, so understanding these different tax obligations benefits personal financial planning and budgeting. The government uses taxes to fund various essential services, including infrastructure, roads, bridges, public transportation, education systems, healthcare programs, national defense, and social safety net programs. Working adults typically encounter several types of taxes: federal income tax, a tax levied by the U.S. government on individuals and entities' earnings to fund public services and government obligations. These taxes provide funding for national programs, defense, and federal operations. Local income tax, a tax imposed by local government entities, such as cities or counties, on the income earned by individuals or businesses within their jurisdiction. Where applicable, these taxes provide funding for things like parks and recreation, public libraries, and local sports. State income tax, a tax levied by individual states on residents' income to fund public services and government obligations. Where applicable, these taxes support state-level services and programs. Sales tax, a tax imposed on the sale of goods and services, typically calculated as a percentage of the purchase price and collected by the seller at the point of sale. These taxes support state and local government operations. Property tax, a tax imposed by local governments on real estate properties, calculated based on the property's assessed value, to fund public services. These taxes fund local services like schools, police, and fire departments. Note, it is important to know that there are some states without state income tax. Currently, that includes Alaska, Florida, Nevada, New Hampshire, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Washington, and Wyoming. New Hampshire taxes investment income but not wages. Local income taxes exist in many municipalities beyond state taxes. Examples include New York City, San Francisco, Philadelphia, Detroit, and Portland, Oregon, where residents pay local income taxes to fund city services. These income taxes impact total deductions and net pay or earnings. A financial counselor should educate the client about the importance of record keeping throughout the year for income documentation, potential payroll deductions, expenses subtracted from the gross income, and credits amount subtracted directly from the tax owed. Educate clients that taxable income extends well beyond traditional W-2 wages. Other reportable income sources include unemployment benefits, Social Security benefits, gig work, self-employment earnings, rental income, and investment returns such as dividends and capital gains. These various income sources may have different reporting requirements and tax implications. The financial counselor should emphasize that they are providing educational information, not personalized tax advice, and encourage clients with complex situations to consult tax professionals. Types of taxes and examples. A financial counselor should help the client to understand the tax systems and their types. Progressive taxes. A tax system where the tax rate increases as income rises, placing a larger relative burden on higher earners. These types of taxes increase in rate as the taxable amount increases. As a result, those with higher incomes pay a higher percentage than those with lower incomes. The U.S. federal income tax is a primary example, with rates currently ranging from 10% to 37% across different income brackets. Progressive taxes aim to distribute tax burden based on ability to pay. Regressive taxes, a tax system where the tax rate decreases as income rises, placing a larger relative burden on lower earners. These apply the same rate to everyone, resulting in a higher effective burden on lower-income individuals, who tend to spend a larger percentage of their income on taxable necessities compared to higher-income households. In a city with a 10% sales tax, we can see how regressive taxes disproportionately affect households at different income levels. Consider a family earning $50,000 annually who spends about 65% of their income, $32,500, on taxable goods and services. This family would pay $3,250 in sales tax, representing 6.5% of their total income. In contrast, a higher income family earning $150,000 might spend a smaller percentage of their income, around 40% or $60,000, on taxable items because they can allocate more to savings, investments, and tax-exempt expenses. This family would pay $6,000 in sales tax, which represents only 4% of their total income. While the higher income family pays more in absolute dollars, the lower income family bears a proportionally heavier tax burden relative to what they earn, demonstrating the regressive nature of sales taxes. In Exhibit 2-21, Jane B. Goody earns $17.50/hour and is paid every 2 weeks. She earns $1,400 in gross pay and has $480.30 in deductions, so her net pay is $919.70. Under our progressive tax system, higher portions of income are taxed at increasingly higher rates as earnings grow. While her first several thousand dollars of annual income might be taxed at 10%, additional income would be taxed at 12%, with further increases at higher income thresholds. Various deductions, including federal and state taxes, as well as other withholdings like Social Security, Medicare, and possibly health insurance or retirement contributions, produce her final take-home amount to $919.70. This represents the practical impact of progressive taxation and payroll deductions on an employee's budget. It is important to help clients understand these deductions because they directly impact available income for budgeting purposes. This awareness also helps clients better anticipate their tax situation at year-end filing time. Later in this section, we will look more closely at specific deductions and withholdings. Exhibit 2-21, Jane B. Goody Pay Deductions, Marginal Taxes versus Effective Tax Rate. The marginal tax rate is the percentage of tax applied to a person's last dollar of income. It is the tax rate of the highest bracket their income reaches. The effective tax rate is the average percentage of tax paid on total income after accounting for all the different tax brackets. It is calculated by dividing the total tax paid by the total income. Think of it this way: income gets taxed in layers, with each layer bracket having a higher tax rate. The marginal rate only applies to the top layer, while the effective rate blends all layers to show what percentage of total income goes to taxes. Tax brackets are defined as ranges of income levels that are taxed at specific rates. Exhibit 2-22 illustrates 2025 federal income tax brackets and rates for single filers, married couples filing jointly, and heads of households. Exhibit 2-22, 2025 federal income tax brackets and rates for single filers, married couples filing jointly, and heads of households. Durante, 2024. To calculate effective tax rate, determine total tax paid divided by total taxable income. For example, if a client that has $75,000 in taxable income pays $12,000 in total federal income tax, their effective tax rate would be 16%, $12,000 divided by $75,000. Note that to convert from a decimal answer to a percentage, multiply by 100. The effective tax rate is typically much lower than the marginal tax rate because of how progressive taxation works. Income is taxed in chunks at increasing rates, not all at the highest bracket rate. Additionally, deductions, credits, and other tax benefits further reduce the effective rate. Marginal taxes refer to the tax rate applied to the last dollar of income. In a progressive tax system, income is divided into brackets, each with its own tax rate. As income increases and enters higher brackets, only the dollars within each bracket are taxed at that bracket's rate, not the entire income. For example, here is how the marginal tax rates would apply to a single filer earning $75,000. Exhibit 2-23, Single Filer Marginal Tax Rates. In the example in Exhibit 2-23, the filer's marginal tax rate is 22%, which means each additional dollar they earn above $75,000 would be taxed at 22% until they reach the next bracket. Their effective tax rate is approximately 15.4%, $11,553 divided by $75,000 equals 0.154. If this client earned one more dollar, $75,001, that single dollar would be taxed at 22%, not their entire income. The marginal rate matters for decisions about additional income, while the effective rate gives a better picture of the overall tax burden. Tax avoidance versus tax evasion. Tax avoidance is the legal use of tax strategies to minimize the amount of tax owed. Tax evasion is the illegal non-payment or underpayment of taxes. The definitions for these terms are tax avoidance, the legal practice of using strategies and provisions in the tax code to minimize tax liability. Tax evasion, the illegal act of deliberately avoiding paying taxes owed, often by underreporting income, inflating deductions, or hiding money or assets. People engage in tax evasion by falsely claiming deductions or deliberately hiding earnings. A nail tech who does not report their tips and a handyman who does not report their side projects are each evading taxes. Falsely claiming to have donated $150 to a local charity is evading taxes. Tax evasion can result in civil penalties, criminal charges, fines, and possibly imprisonment. it is important for a financial counselor to help clients understand both their tax obligations and the potentially serious consequences of failing to report income and deductions properly. Exhibit 2-24 helps the client understand the three main ways income can be taxed. Regular taxable income is what the client will be most familiar with, their paychecks, bank interest, or investment gains that the IRS expects them to pay taxes on right away. Then there is tax-advantaged income, which gives them some tax benefits through special accounts like 401ks or traditional IRAs. These let them either postpone taxes until retirement or pay a reduced tax rate. Finally, tax-exempt income is money the federal government does not tax, such as interest from certain municipal bonds or earnings in Roth IRA accounts. Knowing these differences can make a significant impact on the client's financial planning and how much they ultimately keep versus pay in taxes. Exhibit 2-24, Three Ways Income is Taxed. Understanding these different tax classifications allows personal financial counselors to discuss legitimate tax avoidance strategies with clients. However, there are important limitations to consider. For lower-income taxpayers, there is a filing threshold below which federal income tax returns are not required, though they may still want to file to claim refundable credits. All income must be reported to the IRS regardless of amount, even if below the $600 threshold for receiving a 1099 form. Financial counselors should avoid recommending specific tax avoidance strategies, like choosing traditional IRAs over Roth IRAs, as this constitutes investment advice beyond their scope. When discussing tax avoidance with a client, emphasize its definition as legal compliance with tax laws, not necessarily optimal tax behavior for every situation.